Are you ready to unlock the force of faith in your life? Kenneth Copeland Ministries would like to send you the Power Duo of Faith Teachings in the Faith That Sets You Free package. You'll get Kenneth Copeland's book, The Force of Faith, and his audio teaching, Faith, How It Works. Take a deep dive into God's Word to discover what faith is, how you release it, and how it can bring victory to your life. Faith isn't just an abstract idea. It's a spiritual force, and it's already inside you. Learn to develop your faith by hearing the Word of God and then release it by speaking it out. When you learn to use it, no challenge, whether it's sickness, financial struggle, or fear, can overcome you. God has placed a force within you that can move mountains. It's time to tap into it. Get the Faith That Sets You Free package today and step into a life of power, purpose, and victory. Develop strong faith that is based on the Word of God. Get your free copy of the Faith That Sets You Free package and receive Kenneth Copeland's audio series, Faith, How It Works, and book, The Force of Faith. Order today by going to kcm.org/TV special or calling us at 800-600-7395. Both resources are also available as digital downloads. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Hey, welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is...
Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
That's exactly right. And take note of that middle name.
I'm glad I got it right.
She's a Copeland.
I am a Copeland, and I am so pleased to be a Copeland. I'm honored to be a Copeland. George, I have to tell this. I remember one time this girl was at ORU, and I started doing Bible studies and so forth sometimes. Mm-hmm. People were actually asking me to come speak in places and different places around campus. And so she said to me, this, you know, she meant well, but it was the ploy of the devil, really. And she said, well, you just need to find your own identity. And I said, I don't want my own identity. I'm so thrilled to be a Copeland. I don't care if I go my whole life known as nothing but Kenneth Copeland's daughter. And they put on my tombstone, here lies Kenneth Copeland's daughter. Well, that's okay with me because I really found out who I am in Christ by giving honor to who I am in Kenneth Copeland. And so in that calling and ministry there. And so I just wanted to say that. So thank you, Daddy, for letting us come sit behind this table and do this broadcast.
That's right. And the same thing for me. When we met 50 years ago at Oral Roberts University, and you started giving some tapes to me to listen, to your dad. And it did. It completely transformed my life. And I know that the Word of God transforms our lives. That's what it's designed to do, is to bring you onto another place, another plane, another level of living, a higher level of living. And you know, that's what we're talking about during this week on the broadcast, is how to develop your faith, how to get your faith into a place where it gets stronger, how to walk in a place where you're able to lay hold of the things, take hold of the things that rightfully belong to you in Christ Jesus. And I want to remind you that all of the notes that we're teaching from, these that we have here on set, are available to you on kcm.org/notes. And you can download those absolutely free. And also send us your testimony about what you're receiving on this broadcast, and you'll be able to share with us what this broadcast and these broadcasts are doing for you.
You know, it just takes a moment, but it means a lot to us to hear from you. Don't send us you always get leery of those testimonies that start out, I was born at a very early age. And then you think, oh, we're going to be here a while. Just send us.
And we're glad that you were born.
Yes, we were at a very early age.
Absolutely.
But just send us, drop us a quick note and just let us know how the broadcast has impacted you, and let us know, send a word to Brother Copeland or a word to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, class, let's do a quick review.
Yes, sir.
As we start out today, first of all, we are talking about the development of our faith. Faith can be, should be, and must be developed in our lives to get the results that we're looking for. This is essential to every aspect of the Christian life, because without faith, we can't walk with God or receive from Him, and you can't please Him without faith. And when we're talking about pleasing Him, it pleases Him for us to walk by faith and be blessed. He wants us to be blessed.
Think about that, what the scripture says. He takes pleasure
in the prosperity,
mm-hmm. of his servants. Yep. And so prosperity in every realm of life. That's not just money. Come on.
Yep.
It's talking about prosperity in every realm. He takes pleasure in that, but it takes faith to give it.
How much we receive from him and how proficiently we receive from him is dependent upon how much your faith is developed. Come on, let's get out of kindergarten and let's go on to the weightier things of our lives. And that's what happens to people. Oftentimes, they'll get born again, but they either don't start going to church or they don't start digging into the Word of God, and they stay on that level. And just like we progress in any area of our lives, we can progress in our faith. I like what Brother Hagin said about that. Every believer needs to develop their own personal robust faith. I like that word, robust. And so we're learning how to do it step by step. And the first step that we gave to you was receiving Jesus as the developer and the finisher of your faith, the protector, the perfecter, the one who matures your faith. Step two, we give the Word of God first place in our lives and we make it final authority. Giving the Word of God first place, you put it first place, you read it first thing, everything that you deal with in your life, you ask the question, what does the Word of God say about this? And Jesus will back his word. So those are the two steps that we gave to you. And so, Terry, if you want to take us now on to step three.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I'd love to take us on. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, a pivotal scripture, a powerful scripture. Jesus used this verse from the Old Testament and quoted it to the devil, and he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
That's right.
Now, as we said earlier, go ahead, were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to say, you're about to read some quotes, and these come from my fine collection.
Yes.
Of quotes.
You're a fine quote.
I'm a quote collector.
Yes. But I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, my daddy is so smart. I'm just loving on my daddy today. My dad is so smart, but he has
That's why I've collected
him.
His quotes.
I know, and that makes you really smart.
It does, doesn't it?
So, and I'm smart to quote your quotes from his quotes. Okay. So here's the something that Brother Copeland said. So pay attention to this. He said, now this is a man who's been very successful in using his faith. The most important anything anyone can do is feed their spirit on the Word of God in order to strengthen their faith. Mm. That is bigger than anything in this life.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goes on to say, your faith will grow in direct relationship to the level of the Word in you. Might say to the level of the Word that's at work in you. Get your Word level up so that you can believe spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially. As a result, your faith will be in a position to handle any problem, say any problem.
Any problem.
Any problem that comes your way. Mm-hmm. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, which is the first one that really taught my dad faith.
Right.
And we
right.
continue to learn from him, though he's in heaven. Boy, we still go to his
Certainly.
Ministry a lot. And Rhema, God's Word is faith food for our spirit. And then Gloria Copeland, oh, what a woman of faith. She said, we need to eat the Word every day like we eat food. Faith is fed and maintained by the Word of God. You have to keep gas in the tank.
That's
so this
good.
Sets us up then, Pastor.
That's good.
The question is, How do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do we feed on the Word of God? You don't chomp down on a page out of the Bible, but how do you feed? Well, Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 23 tells us how. It says, my son, or you, mm-hmm. you give attention to my words. pay attention. It's not like that you earn something by saying, well, I read that, or I try to read through something. It's the attention you give to it. It's your focus. It's the prioritizing you give to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart or your inner man.
That's
so
good.
What else is in your inner man? That's your spirit man, but it's also your soul, your mind, your will, your thinking, your thoughts. Why? Because these words are life to those that find them. They're health to their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it, out of your heart, springs or flow the forces of life. From the inner man flows this life to the outer man, to the outer circumstances, to the outer situations, to other people. But it goes in the inner man, the life food of it, like you put natural food in your mouth. You put spiritual food in your inner man by keeping God's word going in your ears, going through your eyes, meditation of your heart, but notice it's our responsibility to keep it going into our eyes, keep it in our ears, keep it in our hearts. You know, it's easy to let things distract you and just you assume you're doing it, but I was thinking about how, you know, a big news event happens. And so we watch in the news because we need to see what's going on. Maybe it's the election or war or something's going on. And we're listening to it, but then all of a sudden it's a habit. And the word's not talking to us as much. What time we were giving to listening to a sermon on our phones or CD or an MP3 or something, or we were reading, but now, no, we're going to the news, the app, the TV, whatever, and we let it slip. Yeah. So it's with diligence that we bring it on home and stay focused on keeping the word first place.
I was just thinking about this as you were talking about what it said here. Keep them in the midst of your heart. You keep the word in there. You ingest the word of God. And what that will do, it will flush out your system of doubt, unbelief, anxiety, fear, all of those things that are of the curse of the law and contrary to the word of God. The more you ingest that, the more you surround yourself with the word of God, the more it's going to clean out those areas. You know, you've seen this demonstrated before. You see a big glass full of water sitting here, and it's just got a lot of dirt and cloudy in it, and you start pouring in fresh, clean water, and eventually it will completely wash out all that other stuff that's in there.
Nancy Dufresne, she has a lot of dogs, and she said, I love my dogs. She said, but I'm not putting my hands in that dirty water bowl. So she gets the water hose, and she turns it into the water bowl and lets the water run until all the dirty water's out, and it's full of clean water.
The word will clean you. It will clean. It's a detoxifying agent. That's what it does in our lives. And that's just what the Spirit is talking to me right now. It will detoxify whatever is in there. And so that from the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak, and you are going to speak the word as a result of the word being in there. When you put that down on the inside, that's what's going to come out. As opposed to fear, the reaction of fear or the reaction of doubt or the reaction of questioning, is this going to work out? Is this going to happen? The more you put down on the inside, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The first opportunity that you have where the devil tries to steal from you, that rises up on the inside. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's that, you know, whatever's in there is going to come out. And from the abundance of the heart, I like what Gloria said about this one time, the mouth leaks. Mm-hmm. It leaks. So we need to know something about the word of God. The word of God will nourish you. It said in Proverbs chapter 4, it's medicine to your flesh, and it will nourish you. And listen to this. This is 1 Timothy 4:6. It says, if you instruct the brethren in these things, You'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. Nourished. I like that word. The word will nourish you. The word will strengthen you. The word will encourage you. The word will build you up. It says in the Good News translation of that 1 Timothy 4:6, feed yourself spiritually on the words of faith and of the true teaching which you have followed. Feed yourself. Feed yourself spiritually. That's what you do every day when you read the Word of God. You're feeding on the Word of God. Our faith, I like this, has a voracious appetite for God's Word. I mean, it is, your spirit is so hungry for the Word of God, and you don't overdose on the Word.
We can't overdose.
You can't overdose on the Word of God. And a proper diet is necessary for the development of our faith. God's Word feeds our spirit like food feeds the body. And the Word of God is the primary source of our strength. Romans 10:17, this is the Pastor George translation. Faith grows and develops by eating and eating the Word of God. And we eat the Word by reading it, speaking it, thinking it, ingesting it. And the Word of God, the nutritional content of the Word of God is amazing.
You know, it is, but the wonderful thing about it, it's spiritual food, but it mirrors, or natural food mirrors spiritual things. So we can look at natural food. You know, you don't have to know what nutrients are all the nutrients that are in a potato or a piece of chicken or a piece of fruit or vegetables. You don't have to know, but when you put it in, your body knows what to do with it. Your body automatically, it's by design from the great creator, and it processes that food, and it extracts from it those nutrients, puts them, sends it out to the rest of your body. It's amazing. And I know that people have studied this for millennia. They've studied these things, and we know a lot, but I promise you, we don't know it all. But in the same way, and even more expertly, is the nutrient that is in the Word of God. It knows what to do. Your spirit knows what to do with it. Your faith knows what to do with it. Your spirit knows how to distribute and extract from the Scripture. Mm-hmm. That's why every time you hear the Word, your spirit will know what to do and know what part of you needs it the most. So let's look at the interesting verse here from the book of Job. We don't go to the book of Job all that much. I'd love to maybe do a study on that sometime, share with people. But in Job 34, verses 2-4, and this is from the Amplified Classic. Hear my words, ye wise men. So wise up. Wise up and listen to this. Mm-hmm. Give ear to me. Remember we talked about give attention. Don't just let the words play in the background. Give attention to them. You who have so much knowledge. For the ear tries. Now the Hebrew, the original word that's translated here, tries, it means taste, or it distinguishes. I like that one. The ear, or the spiritual ear, distinguishes, discerns words as the palate tastes food. You know, sometimes you can read things from the Word and it just tastes good. Taste and see that the Lord, He is good. It just is just good. You're just enjoying it, but you don't even know how much it's doing for you. You don't even know what strength that's going to provide and all that it will do for you. Let us choose for ourselves that which is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. So babies aren't discerning about what they eat. They'll just eat anything, stick any old thing in their mouths. You have to be very discerning, even when it comes to hearing the Bible lessons. Not all Bible lessons are created equal. That's why we specialize in faith. But boy, you can listen to some things. If you've been listening to somebody telling you God won't do it, He can't do it, that's passed away, you can't have it, and it's God's will for you to be sick, discouraged, broke, and sad, and just hang on hang on, brother, hang on, sister. It'll be worth it all. That's not producing faith, and that does not line up with what the Word of God shows us about God's will and His way. Don't listen to that. Don't give ear to it, and certainly don't be talking about it. So that's why we have to be careful what we put into our spirit and make sure that it is the Word of God and that we are listening to others who are preaching to us words that build our faith. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to hear things that the Word will tell you, man, trouble's coming, but it'll tell you how to overcome. It'll tell you that there's problems out there, and it doesn't say you're not going to have tribulation. Yeah. Jesus said, yeah, it's coming. But I've overcome the tribulation. And so that's the part of faith we want to hold on to.
Yes.
Jeremiah 15:16, your words were found, I ate them. Your words were to me a joy and the rejoicing of my heart.
In Psalm 119:103, this is the Amplified translation. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. It says in Psalm 119:9-11, the decrees of the Lord are firm and all of them are righteous. They're more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They're sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. And I like what the Lord told Rick Renner some years ago. He said very simply, no word, no breakfast. So he starts with the Word of God first. And then, you know, you talk about the nutritional.
I'm glad he didn't say no coffee, no
water. No, he didn't say that.
I've been faithful. I take my coffee cup to my Bible to
read.
I do, don't
you
I?
Certainly
you
certainly do.
You know, do. And I pray with my,
I see it. I see it.
Yep.
Acts 20:32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. In one translation says this, and now I give you into the care of God and the word of grace, which is able to make you strong. And all of this, Terry, this leads us into what we need to do in our lives to be able to do all of this, and that is to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
It is. If you've never done that, it's a huge step forward, because none of this is going to be available to you. Access that faith that walks with God. That's the first step in walking with Him. But then making Jesus Lord and keeping Him as Lord and Master is what is a part of all this that we've been talking about so far this week. Pastor, I think it'd be great as a pastor with that anointing for you to make that invitation to people. There probably are people watching that have either never prayed that prayer or they've slipped away from God, and they need to get that right by thinking about that and letting go of sin and embracing that fellowship with Jesus again.
Let's do this. I want you to put your hand over your heart right now. And I want you to close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. I want you to, though, if you can, just listen to this. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I'm going to lead you to the throne of God.
Thank you.
I'm going to lead you into the presence of God. And this confession, this declaration, it says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Today is your day of salvation.
Today.
Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
I ask you right now.
I ask you right now.
To come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something with it.
Do something with it, Lord.
I ask you now, Lord. To fill me with your Holy Spirit.
To fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And I will pray in another tongue.
I'll pray in other tongues.
As the Lord gives me utterance.
As you, Lord, give me utterance.
Thank you for this life.
Thank you for this life.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Praise
you know,
God.
We prayed that about being filled with other spirit, with the Holy Spirit and speaking and praying in other tongues. Some people might think, well, what does that mean? Am I going to speak another language? Well, yes, it is, but it's a divine one. And we have something we want to give you that will take you through what the scripture has to say about being born again. God's will for you is the Holy Spirit, about your position in Christ, about the force of righteousness. Like the free offer we have this week on the force of faith. Righteousness is a force. It's not just a condition or a religious word. And when you receive Jesus, that righteousness of God is imparted into your spirit. Old things are passed away. The wholeness is new. And then this says, love the secret to your success. And all of that, the door to all of that was opened up to you today in that prayer.
That's right.
We want you to know about it. Maybe you've been born again, but you didn't know about those things. You have questions about that. Just think we have this to give away to you free today simply by going to kcm.org and looking for the salvation package. We'll give this to you, this sweet, sweet book, simple read, but it's all founded soundly on the Word of God. And while you're there, The Force of Faith, which is a book, Brother Copeland's first book, The Force of Faith, talking about that force that faith has, the nature of faith, and then also the MP3, four messages on faith, how it works. Much more detail than we can go in today. And we want to hear your testimony. Let us know about how you received Jesus today. Those testimonies will come to us and we'll get to see what God is doing in your life.
Now, your faith is getting stronger. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You need to go back and listen to these broadcasts once again. Get the notes, listen to them, get this down on the inside of you, and get strong. And be sure to join us tomorrow. We're going to continue in this study on developing your faith and getting stronger in it. So until then, remember this. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.